Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. What a word picture Daniel gives us. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him. And 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I preached to you on that thought today. When God opens the books. When God opens the books. Dear Lord, we pray that your Spirit would continue to minister. That your word would go forth with anointing, with power. Whatever you want to accomplish in this service would be done. By faith, we claim it in Jesus' name. Lord, we submit to you. We resist the devil. And we thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. We live in a record-keeping age. From our birth, a medical record is begun and continues throughout our life. When we start school, a scholastic record follows us. There are financial records, credit score records. We all have a digital record. I read an article recently about everything that Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, knows about us. And it's really kind of scary. Experts now believe that Amazon collects more of our personal, private data than any other company, including Facebook, Google, and others. From how do we shop and what we read to what we highlight in books on Kindle or to who's at our front door and even what we talk about in private. For people who use all of their products, now don't get too paranoid. You have to use their products and their doorbell and Echo and all those different things. But for all those who use their products, this information can be collected. Of course, the company says that they're just collecting all this data because it's supposed to help improve the customer experience. But there's quite a controversy about it. Whether we like it or not, we live in a record-keeping age. But even with Amazon and Google and Facebook watching our every move, there is one who has them beat and will always be ahead of them. This one has infinite knowledge. Psalms 147 and 4 says, "He telleth the number of the stars, he calleth them all by their names." Not only does he know the number of stars, but he has them all named. That's a lot of names. If there's 40 sextillion stars, that's a 40 with 21 zeros behind it. That's a lot of names to remember. But if you ask this expert the name of any one of those stars, he can tell you immediately, along with its size and location and how hot it is, and even the precise moment that it's going to burn out. Matthew chapter 10, verse 30 says, "But the very hairs of your head are all numbered." He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows how many are brown and how many are black or blonde or gray or white. He knows how many turned loose yesterday. You see, Amazon Alexa may listen to people's every conversation, but this one who we speak of today, he knows our every word. Matthew 12:36 says, "But I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." He knows our every tear. The psalmist said in chapter 56, verse 8, "Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book?" He knows the number of times that our heart beats in a day, or in a week, or in a year, or for that matter, how many times it has beat since it started beating in the womb. He knows all of that. He knows the works of all people. John writes in Revelation 20 and 12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." He knows the names of all Christians according to Revelation 20 and 15. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." He sees where we go. He knows everything we do. He sees our every thought, our deepest, darkest secrets, and not only our past, but he sees our future as well. God knows it all. He has a record for each one of us that's more detailed than what we even know ourselves. He has a record for everything to do with our lives. God believes in keeping records. You see, God's justice keeps a record. How many times have we heard people say, "Well, there's no justice in the world"? Some even say it this way. They say, "If there is a God, then why is there no justice?" Trust me today, God's justice keeps a record. His justice, it may not be on our timetable, but God does not forget. He keeps a record. In the Old Testament, God remembered what Amalek did to his people. Samuel came with a message from God for King Saul in 1 Samuel 15 and 2. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt." That was 500 years before. God keeps a record. God keeps a record. The Amalekites launched an unprovoked attack. They were killing those who were weak and who were struggling behind the children of Israel. And that's when God gave them a victory that day, as long as they held up Moses' hands. But God remembers. God keeps a record. Long after the Israelites had forgotten, God remembers. His justice keeps a record. There's many that they think, "I've gotten away with it." They think, "Well, I've got away with that sin," or, "I've got away with that, and there's no punishment." And they go on thinking, "Well, I don't have to repent." And they go on mocking God and standing against God. But I want to tell you today, God's merciful. He's long-suffering. And sometimes his justice, it comes slow. Sometimes his justice comes slow in our way of thinking about it. But don't you think he's forgotten? And when his justice strikes, it's sure. And sometimes the longer he delays it, the more severe the judgment is. We must never forget God's justice keeps a record. And God's holiness keeps a record. God is holy. He is righteous. 1 Corinthians 3 and 17 tells us, "If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." We are called to be holy, for he is holy. We are called to separate ourselves from sin, because God will not allow sin in his presence. Isaiah, who was a righteous man, had a vision before the Lord, and he talks about how unclean he felt, how unclean he was there in the presence of the King, the Lord of hosts. Just because the mercy of God has kept him from wiping us out, it doesn't mean that he doesn't have a record. There ought to be a time in every single day where we humble ourselves before the Lord. And we call out to him, and we let his Spirit search our hearts to cleanse us from sin, to deliver us from evil, because God is holy. God is holy, and his holiness keeps a record. There will be a reward for our labor. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12 says, "Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he had built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." There will be a reward for our labors because God keeps a record. He knows what materials we're using to build our lives. He sees our work. It shall be made manifest. The day shall declare it. It shall be revealed by fire. And if our work remains, there will be a reward. Because God's holiness keeps a record. Don't think we can't escape it. Don't think that we can get away from and we can hide from the holiness of God. Don't think because we've gotten away with it so far that there's not a day coming that it shall not be revealed by fire. I tell you, God keeps a record. Praise the Lord. God forbid we be so smug to think that we can hide something from God. I tell you, he sees every action. He knows every thought. He hears every word that we speak, and he keeps a record. Malachi 3:16 says, "Then they that fear the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." God remembers those who fear him. His holiness is keeping a record. Even when everything doesn't seem right in our world, don't you underestimate the holiness of God. Don't you think he doesn't see. Don't feel like he doesn't care, but I tell you today, he remembers, he knows. Even in the midst of it all, we've got to keep fearing the Lord. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. We've got to keep praising him because he does remember us. Hallelujah. I tell you, he's a holy God, and his holiness separates. His holiness separates some things to him and other things from him. Because his holiness keeps a record. What does his record say about us? What is his record about our life? What does the record say about how we've conducted ourselves? There will be an account because God's holiness keeps a record. And God's saving mercy keeps a record. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 31, "And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, Oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written." God keeps a record. He has a book of names. It's hard to understand how Moses could pray that to blot his name out, so that he would take the place of judgment for them. But God responds in mercy to Moses and says, "Whoever have sinned, that's who he will blot out of his book." Revelations 3 and 5 echoes the same. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." God's mercy keeps a record. Hey, I want to tell you today, we don't deserve it. We didn't earn it. Can I get a witness from somebody today? We didn't earn the mercy of God. But when we obey the plan of salvation, and when we do what God has told us to do, we receive the mercy of God. And he writes our name in that book of life. And all who go to New Jerusalem will be in that book because his mercy keeps a record. Is your name in that book today? Is your name in that book of life? I tell you, you want to be a part of that record. I don't care what your credit report says. I don't care what kind of grades you got in school. It doesn't matter how bad the medical report is. You better just make sure your name is in the book of life. You better make sure you've been born again of the water and of the Spirit, because that's the only report that really matters. Come on, some people worry more about their credit report than they worry about if they're living for Jesus or not. Some people are more concerned about where they go on vacation and planning it all out than they are about planning their eternal destiny. I tell you today, God's keeping a record, and you want to be in that book of life. Hallelujah. His mercy keeps a record. God keeps a record every time that we're obedient. He keeps a record every seed that we've sown. We might have thought no one noticed, but I tell you, God does. That time that we went the extra mile, that time we sacrificed, that time we helped someone who could do nothing for us in return, that time we kept our mouth shut, God keeps a record. God's mercy keeps a record. Thank God for His mercy. Thank God for His grace. In Acts chapter 10, a Roman centurion, considered to be the first Gentile Christian, Cornelius had a vision, and the angel said, and he said, your prayers and your alms have come up for a memorial before God. He was a Gentile. Jesus himself said, well, I'm only come for the lost sheep of Israel. Cornelius wasn't even Jewish, but God's mercy keeps a record. And God orchestrated a revival in the house of a Roman centurion by evangelist Peter. Why did God choose Cornelius? Because his prayers and his alms had come up before God. He was only a Gentile, but God noticed Cornelius. Don't you let somebody tell you that your life doesn't matter to God, and that God doesn't hear your prayers, that God doesn't see your sacrifice in giving. I tell you today, God's mercy keeps a record. Oh, God's justice keeps a record. God's holiness keeps a record. God's mercy keeps a record. But how ironic it is today that the one who is omniscient, knowing everything there is to know, he knows our innermost thoughts. He sees our every move. He knows everything we've done before others and everything we've done in secret. The only God of heaven, how ironic it is that when it comes to things that are under His blood, He doesn't keep a record. He knows everything else. He knows every detail about you. He knows your genetic makeup. He sees every fault. He sees every failure. But when you're under His blood, He doesn't keep a record. He looks at you and you're as white as snow. Hallelujah. Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It didn't matter how bad the sin was. It doesn't matter how horrible we've been. It doesn't matter who knew about it and what price we've paid. When it's under His blood, when it's under His blood, our sins might have been like scarlet, but now the record's clean. It used to be there. It used to be there. It was as plain as day, but now it's like it was in invisible ink, and we're white as snow, and we're cleansed, and we're washed by His blood. Oh, aren't you thankful? God's love keeps no record. His love keeps no record. Yes, justice keeps a record. Holiness keeps a record. Even mercy keeps a record. But oh, His love keeps no record. David wrote in Psalms 32:1, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. David ought to know. David ought to know. God imputed no sin upon David. God didn't count sin against him. God considered David a man after his own heart because God's love keeps no record. What set David apart from so many others? We all sin. We all come short of the glory of God. But what set David apart from others who didn't make it? It was his heart. He was quick to humble himself before God. He repented. I tell you, when conviction comes from the Lord, when conviction comes from God's Spirit in a service like this, when He deals with our heart, when He reaches for us, don't you resist the moving of His Spirit. Don't persist in your stubborn ways, but we've got to humble ourselves before Him. And when we do, when we repent, when we confess to Him, His love keeps no record. His love keeps no record. And He washes us clean. In effect, He loses it. It was once there. It was plain. It was evident. All that we had done, He sees it all, but now it disappears through His blood. Isaiah said that God cast our sins behind His back. Where can we go to get behind the Lord? He's everywhere. He's everywhere. God forgets them. Micah said He cast them into the depths of the sea. Oh, thank God for the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. David said He removes them as far as the east is from the west. That's infinite. That's infinite. Isn't it something? He remembers everything else. The Bible said He remembers every time we give a drink to someone who needs it, but here He can't even remember that sin we committed. The scribes and the Pharisees, they brought a woman to the Lord who'd been caught in adultery. They tempted Him. They said, "What should be done to her?" Jesus just ignored them. He bent down in the dirt, began to write. It's the only place that we ever see Jesus writing anything. Begin to write. Then He said something to them. He said, He that's without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her. And one by one, they started leaving. The Bible says they were convicted by their own conscience. He knew all of their sins because He keeps a record. But then, they were so intent on accusing her, He says, "Where's thine accusers?" And she said, "They're not here." And He said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Something happened there that day. He was writing their sins in the sand because He saw them for who they really were. But then He turns to her, caught in the very act. And He says, "Neither do I condemn thee." It's like He couldn't even see it, because His love keeps no record. Who is it today that you come here to this service with a list of sins so long that you can't even remember all that's on it? The sins of yesterday, even maybe the sins of today, and it weighs heavy upon your heart. And the Lord knows what sins they are, but His love wants to take that list of sins, that list of failures, that list of things that are so shameful, and He wants to cover it all with His blood so that there's no record of it any longer. I want to tell you today, that's the love of Jesus Christ. That's the love of our Savior. He's reaching for somebody here today. Come on, the world keeps a lot of records, but I tell you, the love of God, it keeps no record when you're covered by His blood. Can we lift our hands? Can we stand across this house and thank God for the blood of Jesus?
Thank you, Lord, for covering us. Thank you, Lord, for covering our sins. Thank you, Lord, for washing us clean today. Lord, we praise you. God, we worship you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, why don't you just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me right now, Lord. I repent for my sins. I repent all the things that I've done wrong, all of the mistakes, God, all of those shameful things, Lord. I repent. I pray that you would forgive me, Jesus. I pray you'd cover me with your blood. I pray that you'd wash me clean. I pray, Lord, you would purge me with hyssop. Lord, I pray that you would cleanse me from the inside out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just ask the Lord right now, Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry for every sin. I'm sorry for every mistake. I'm sorry for every time I rebelled against you, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. I pray that you'd forgive me. I pray that you cleanse my mind, cleanse my heart, Lord. Forgive me of every evil thing I've done. Forgive me of every evil word. Forgive me of every evil thought, Lord. I repent before you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The devil keeps a record. The devil keeps a record. He's called the accuser of the brethren. Can you imagine with me that old devil, that serpent, that dragon? He's hopeless. He doesn't have a hope. If you ever feel that an overwhelming burden of hopelessness, that's not of God. It could just be that you came in contact with the devilish spirit, because that's what he feels. By your fruits ye shall know them. Here he comes before the Lord, accusing the brethren day and night. Daniel wrote in our text, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousand thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. God keeps a record. His justice keeps a record. His holiness keeps a record. His mercy keeps a record. And in those books that are open, there will be a record of you and I. Can you imagine with me the accuser of our soul? As that book is opened and turned to that page that gives the account of our life, and the accuser of the brethren says, I can't, let's see where it's at. I remember that time they did that thing. They thought they were alone, but I saw it. I remember that time they rebelled against your authority, God.
I remember that time they messed up. I remember that habit they had and they couldn't get free from it. And oh, I had such joy to see them bound. And the book is open. And the Lord points to the page. And it's blank. Because His love keeps no record. And it was on a day in May of 2019. Yeah, we sinned. We're guilty. But we came to Jesus and said, Lord, forgive me. Oh, and in this place, His blood began to flow and His mercy began to reach for lives. Oh, and it was as if that heavenly book had been written in invisible ink and the blood of Jesus washed it away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then the Lord's going to turn to that other book, that book of life. And He's going to search down through the names. And He's going to find the names of those who have overcome. The names of those who have been faithful. The names of those, not that they didn't make mistakes, not that they didn't fall, but they just kept getting right on back up. And they said, I'm not staying there in sin. I'm not staying there in failure, but I'm getting back up again. And I'm going back to church. And I'm going to go to the altar again. And I'm going to repent again because I want my name written in the book of life. Hallelujah. When God opens the books, when God opens the books, I wonder if you would join me in this altar today. And you say, Lord, I want you to cleanse my life. I want you to cover me with your blood. And Lord, I want to be sure before I leave here today that I'm born again of the water and I'm born again of the Spirit so that my name is written in the book of life. Oh, would you come today? Would you let God, would you respond to God's calling today? We need you here in this house, Lord. God, forgive us of every sin. Forgive us, Lord, of every mistake. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our minds, Lord. And I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit right now. I pray that you would fill us with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, help us to be full of your Spirit, Lord. Let us be full of the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on, just pour it out to the Lord. God, you see my mistakes. You see my failures. You see those problems, Lord, but I pray that you would wash them away with your blood. I pray that you would cleanse me here today before you. I pray, God, that you would do a work in us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's all repent right now. Let's all repent right now. Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of every sinful thing I've done, Lord. Forgive me of every sinful thing I've said. Forgive me of every sinful thought, God. I pray that you'd forgive me right now. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord. God, I pray that you'd wash me clean. I pray that you'd purge me, Lord. I pray that you'd help me, Lord, to be pure before you right now. Forgive me of every sin, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's faithful and just to forgive when we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive when we confess our sins. Lord, forgive me. God, forgive me. Wash me clean right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just thank God for His forgiveness? And can you thank God for the power of His blood right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, you're so good. Lord, you're so wonderful. We praise you for it right now. We give you glory and honor and praise, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for washing me clean. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing my mind. Thank you, Lord, for touching my heart right now. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And come on, if you've allowed God to cleanse your heart right now, then before you leave here today, I believe God wants to fill your heart to overflowing with His Spirit. Would you just lift your hands and begin to worship God? And would you let the power of the Holy Spirit begin to move in your life? And would you let God fill you all over again right now? Or maybe for the first time as you begin to speak in other tongues. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would pour out your Spirit. I pray that you would let the power of your Spirit begin to flow and move and fill here right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. Come on, by faith, would you let God fill you right now in Jesus' name?